We looked up yesterday with the observation of the Rashba and our sugya of Hamad Aleph. The Rashba says that if a person tries to kaddish nisha with an IOU, he writes a piece of paper and says, so I can't find the ring, don't have any cash on me, I owe you pruta. So the Rashba says that that's not going to be acceptable. How do Rashba know it's not going to be acceptable? So he says, well, the same as the Gemara says in condition of ches, if a person is standing on the chuppah and he can't find the ring, he says, no problem, I'm going to give you a bashka, I'm going to give you a collateral on behalf of the ring. It's also edim kodeshim. What's the common denominator? There are both cases where I'm not giving her anything. I'm not giving her a kesef. What I'm doing is I'm being a shabed myself. I'm creating an obligation to give her kesef. Whether the obligation is being created through the writing of a document, whether the obligation is being created by the giving of a mashkon, in both cases the condition falls short. This condition has to be a davar shebe'er. It has to be something that I'm giving to her that's really something, just this floating around kind of a creation of a debt doesn't really mean anything. Even though the debt was created, but the creation of a debt is not sufficient to create kiddushin. So we pointed out at the very end of this year, yesterday, that not everybody agrees to this Rashba, because not everybody agrees to the way the Rashba understood the Gemara about Mashka. The Rashba was following the Ikbos, his Rebbe's Rebbe, the Ramban, that the reason why the Nesidus of Mashka is not acceptable is not because the Mashkon wasn't tofei, not because you can't create a Mashkon, you can create a Chayav through the Mashkon, it's just that that doesn't suffice for Kedushin. If we take a look at the Rosh, the sixth of Rambam Kodesh, we just started to read the Rosh yesterday. So the Rosh in Kedushin, in the first bracket, Siman Yud, has a totally different understanding of that Gemara about Mashkon, which is going to impact on the extrapolation of the Shtar. So says the Rosh, L'vishayin ha-Mashkon m'shubad m'klum. Says the Rosh, the reason why when you try to be Makash and Isha with a ring and you can't find the ring and you give her a mashka instead, the reason why the condition is invalid is because you did nothing. There is no such thing called the Sinus HaMashka. That doesn't exist. Allah doesn't recognize the mere giving of a mashka to creating anything. So this is already in stark contrast to the Rosh. The Rosh and the Rabban held, of course the Shibud is valid, but Shibud is not valid for condition. The Rosh says the reason why it doesn't work is because there was no Shibud in the first place. What do you mean there's no Shibud? Torah speaks about giving mashkons. It says the Rosh, no. Mishum da'ot biyachal v'shavid mechasov, v'davash and ischayiv bo. Says the Rosh, I challenge you to look at the parasha of mashkon in the Torah. The parasha is say, the Torah says, kisashiv recha mashas uma, if you have a debt against somebody, v'savo beis olavo tavoto, the Torah says, you're not allowed to go into his house and collect the mashkon, v'chutz tamud, you have to stand outside, he'll bring you the mashkon, and then the Torah tells you, you have to return the mashkin at night if it's something he needs to sleep in. And if it's enough money, you can't take a bag at it. If it's it gives you 100 different dinim about the parameters of the mashkon. Says the Rosh, the ABCs of mashkon is that there's a chov there. I lent the guy $100 last week, and now I want to take a mashkon for a pre-existing chov. It says the Rosh, that's okay. You can be b'shabed nechasim. The person can give you a mashkon, which creates a lien on the mashkon, if there's already a chov there. Aval, the punchline to the Rosh is, aval, v'davashon is chayit, if you don't owe the money, lo chal shibud ad chosav. What kind of a mashkon is that? That's not a mashkon. I say to you, I want to marry you, I can't find the ring, I'm going to give you a mashkon. What do the words mean, says the Rosh? That's toifes. Mashkon means, if you owe me $100, and now I take your mashkon, that means something. But the Rosh says, the reason why money ain't got mashkon ain't got, is not because the sinus mashkon is not good for kedushin. The reason why it's no good is because there was never a Nesidus Mashkon. It didn't mean anything in the first place. But according to the Rosh, what comes out? That in theory, Lu Yitzuyer, that Nesidus Mashkon would have been effective, which it's not. But Lu Yitzuyer, that would have been. So then that's good for Kedushin. It's only Haknasa Shibud. So what? Shibud is also something to speak of. Now, come the later Rechavim and write, according to the Rosh, what would be the din if you write an IOU to IOU $100? So that is valid in halacha. That can create a shibud. That's the work of it. You can create a shibud with the giving of a mashkon, says the Rosh. But you can create a shibud with an IOU. If a guy writes, I owe you $100, signs his name, and hands it to the guy, whether he borrowed the money or didn't borrow the money, it doesn't matter. He was just a shabbat himself. That's a valid method of shibud. According to the Rosh, as long as you have a valid method of shibud, that's good enough for kedushin. So it was only the Ramban and the Rosh who learned that transferring of shibudim doesn't translate to kedushin. The Rosh says it does. The only reason why mashkon is all short was because it didn't affect, wasn't effective. But in terms of you would pick a method that is effective, such as the writing of a shtar, the writing of an IOU, that is good for kedushin. So according to the Rosh, standing under the chuppah, you can't find the ring. If you say, I'll take this mashkar instead, that's no good. But if you write an IOU, it's IOU, I owe $100, payable next week, I'll pay you for the ring. So that would be an effective condition.
Well, why is the Rosh could theoretically hold like the Rosh, but that's the creation of Shiva.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that. He's learning a whole different shot. He's saying that the mashkar inkan, there's no mocker to say that transfer of Shiva is not condition. The only mocker is this Gemara in the Sanhedrin condition. And the Rosh is saying, well, that Gemara condition is different because they never created the Shiva in the first place. So far, the Rashba's big raya that he brought from the sugi about Mashka and Enkan is not necessarily a raya according to the deflection of the Rosh. Are there any other rayas at the Rashba? So there are. If you take a look at the second of the Marmakamot, the Rosh is going to make reference to this Gemara B'chara. So again, we're back now to the Rashba's mindset. He's trying to still convince you that writing an IOU is not a method of Kiddushin. So the second of the Marmakamot, the Gemara B'chara, Taf Min Aleph, the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah Becharis that says that if a person writes a note to the Kohen, I'm so sorry, it's the 31st day, time for your bed, a little low on cash, he writes an IOU to the Kohen. So the Mishnah says that's no good. You can't do your bed that way. So Amar Ula, Devar Torah b'no podi l'chashayite. Ula says that in that Torah, once you give the money, so he writes the IOU to the Kohen, and then the following week he comes through and he pays the 5 shekel. So it says, Ula, of course, bin Torah, the pigeon of Ben Ischal. The Mishnah is very misleading. The Mishnah says, if you write an IOU, that's not pigeon of Ben. Ula says, that's not pigeon of Ben. Of course, that's pigeon of Ben. When you pay the 5 shekel, of course, that's pigeon of Ben. But that's only bin Torah. But with the Rabbana, the Mishnah is very exact. The Mishnah is very Meduyuk. The Mishnah says, if you write an IOU and then you give the money, still, with the Rabbana, the pigeon is not Chal. By time Ibn Opodun, Zera Shabiyoba Podun Bishtar. Because this is a very, very misleading kind of pigeon ben. Because the minute you write the IOU, people are going to think, oh, the IOU is the way you did the pigeon ben. And that's a problem because pigeon ben requires a Dabash Agufa moment. You have to do pigeon ben with something which is intrinsically worth value. That's the reason why we don't do pigeon ben with dollar bills, Ibanazet. That's the reason why we don't do it with coins unless the coins are worth the value, the intrinsic value. So comes the Gemara and tells us that Min HaTorah, if you write an IOU to the Kohen, and then a week later you give him cash, of course the start is plodded. What's the difference that you wrote the IOU? Ulus b'chadish das, but with the Rabbana, they did away with any pijabem that has any papers connected to it, is no good. You have to start from scratch, because Gzeir Hashem Yom HaPodim B'shtaris. So comes the Rashba, back in Kedusha, the third of the Ramakamos, and picked up in this Gemara. So take a look at... So it's on the fifth line in the Rashba, so it's the end of the line. The Gemara appears both in Becharis and in Ksubis. So if the guy wrote an IOU to the Kohen, so he has to pay the Kohen because he wrote the IOU, but the child is not Padui, because people are going to make a mistake. So comes the Rashba the following diyuk. The Alma, afilu dva Torah, enei podi achshav, ela l'chashayite. Says the Rashba, even the Ula told us, dva Torah, the child, is podoi, that was the word l'chashayite. If and when you give the money, then the pidya ben is foul. Implying quite clearly that kol zman you haven't given the money, the child is not podoi. And now the Rashba says, wait, let's analyze that. I'm sitting on the 31st day, all the guests are around, they just washed, they bring the baby out in the silver platter, and I'm fiddling around, and I can't find any money, can't find any coins. So what do? I take out a piece of paper, and I write, I hereby owe you the 5 shekels. I'm so sorry, I don't have the money, I hereby owe you the 5 shekels. So Ula said, if you pay the money later, for the Minotaur to work. But Kozman, you didn't pay the money? So Avadim doesn't work, not even Minotaur. Avadim, that's not a good pidja ben. Ula said, that was the key word. So ask the Rashi, but why is it l'chashayite? Why is the child padui right away? There it is, because you didn't give him kasef. Because that's not called in a sinas kasef. So now we're beginning to extrapolate. Just as in Hilchas Kiddushin, so the giving of a shibud is not called a kid in kasef. That's the reason why the Nisinas HaMashko doesn't work according to the Rashi. And that's the reason why the Shtar doesn't work according to the Rashba. Just as it doesn't work in Kiddushin, it doesn't work in Pidgin Abed either, because Pidgin Abed also requires an Asidus HaKesef, a mere creation of a Hishchayv, a mere creation of a Shibud, a mere creation of a Lien, is not a Lach equivalent of Kesef. So if I had a blackboard now, I would write, principle of the Rashba, the say to the Rashba is the following statement, that a creation of a Shibud does not constitute Kesef. I'll give you three examples of that. One example is, giving of a mashkon is not acceptable for Kiddushin. Example number two, writing a document is not acceptable for Pidyon Aved. And case number three, as the Rashba extrapolated to, writing of a document is not acceptable for Kiddushin either. You can't do the Kash and Isha by writing, Harem Kadeshusli, with the fact that I'm going to pay you Kesef in a week from now. That's not acceptable. So that's the astone of the Rashba. The Rashba extrapolated, he derived his din both from the Sugya of Mashkon, as well as from the Sugya of Pidyon Aved.
Does the Rashba's diuk matter if it's L'mafreya or not?
It's not going to work. Even right now, it's not going to work. The bottom line is, all you have in your hand is a shibud for me, that's not acceptable. If and when I give you the money, then it'll work with the Torah. But right now, all you have is a shibud is not a kesef.
Why can't you read the Gemara, though, L'mafreya? The shiite means it will have had been a good payment, and he will have been redeemed.
If you hold that creating a shibud is called kesef, then it should be pardoned right now, even before the person gives the money.
But the shibud doesn't do anything.
Nope.
But the fact that you pay the shibud.
No, but the shibud right now. I gave you a shibud right now. So if you hold that shibud equals kesef, so then the kid should be pardoned right now. Either it's kesef or not kesef. So this chiddush of the Rashba, this derivation of the Rashba from Pidyon Aved, is highly questionable. One can argue that maybe Pidyon Aved is different. Rashba is almost putting Pidyon Aved up on a pedestal and saying, well, Pidyon Aved is an example of classic Nesinas Kesef, and if Nesinas HaShibud fails in Pidyon Aved, then it equally fails in Kiddushin as well. Is there reason to believe that there's something unique about Pidyon Aved? Is there some aspect of Pidyon Aved that may explain why Nesinas HaShibud doesn't work, and that particular aspect may not apply to Kiddushin? So there is a very, very long story. It was like when I tell the Bachram, I put on the Marmon Kovas Ketzos, we don't print out the sheets for the Bachram. Somebody does later, but I just write out, the Marmon Kovas. I certainly don't get a sense of just how big the Marmon Kovas is. So this is the size of Ketzos that the boys are supposed to do. And I can't say every boy did every line, so we'll kind of, highlight the main points outside. Those have a lot of time over the weekend. Please feel free to read this. The bottom line is, comes Ketzos and raises two very serious objections that Rashi proved. Comes to Stelson and says that there are two things unique about Pidyon Aved that may impact upon this comparison that the Rashi is making. So first of all, going back to what we mentioned in passing, imagine the following. Imagine if I wanted to be poda a child with a shtar. Now, I don't mean a shtar that I wrote an IOU to the Kohen. I mean a shtar I have from somebody else. So Reuben owes me $1,000. He wrote me a promissory note. I got a star. I got a document that says, Reuben owes me $1,000. Payable today. I come to the Kohen. I say, listen, I'm a little low on funds. I'm going to give you this $1,000 document that we'll make it 5 shekels to make it easier. Reuben just happens to owe me 5 shekels. I come to the Kohen. I say, here's this 5 shekel note from the Kohen. It's worth 5 shekels. Go to bank. Go collect it. You'll have 5 shekels in your pocket. I'm hereby transferring you ownership on this document and giving it to you. And here's my 5 shekel. What's the din? So the Mishnah says, that doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? Because for Pidyon Aved, it's not enough just to give a value of money. You have to give something that's called gufo mamon. You have to give something that is intrinsically worth its weight, worth its essence in money. So for example, I could give silver. I could give silver coins if they're worth their weight in silver. I could give you shove a kid as well. I can give you a value of a set of shots. I can give you a watch, give you a cell, give you anything. If it's worth, intrinsically worth the value of 5 shekel, but what I cannot do is give you something that's merely representative value. So we said before, that's why many folks can have serious reservations. Can I take a $50 bill and hand it to the Kohen? And many folks can say, no, it's not worth. The piece of paper, how much is a green piece of paper worth in terms of intrinsic value? Less than a penny? It's only worth something because it's got a picture of the grant, right? Grant on the 50. It's only worth. If I would have said a $500 bill, then okay, I would understand that. $50. So There's a picture of Ulysses S. Grant written in green ink on a piece of paper that's about this big. What is that worth? Half a penny. It's only worth something because you can walk to the store and buy something with a $50 bill. That's what some special writes in one shuvah. That's called Dovah She'ein Gufo Mappah. You can't give a $50 bill to the Tzaddik Kohen for the Jemen. And then another tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, and others, the Ori Yontif, suggest that maybe, you know, maybe when something is currency, it's not representative value. It's currency. Because of the government, there's legal tender, the government considers this to be worth something, but maybe that somehow elevates it to the point of being Dovah She'gufo Mammon. So that's already a shaila, how that sugya plays out in terms of practically today. And as we mentioned before, it's for this reason that when we do Pidgin Aben today, we don't give dollar bill for Pidgin Aben. We don't even give coins for Pidgin Aben in the following sense. Let's say a person is going to say approximately the value of Pidgin Aben, let's say I would take is $50. We've thrown out a number slightly less than that. So I wouldn't give you a $50 bill for Pidgin Aben. I wouldn't even pull out, let's say, rolls of quarters. Okay, a roll of quarters, 10. I wouldn't give you 5 rolls of quarters for Pidgin Aben either. So the quarters are also not worth their weight in. What are the quarters made of now? What's in the quarters? Some other chazarai. That's not worth anything. If you didn't live in America, if the American government, Khalilah, wouldn't exist anymore, what would they be worth? A piece of junk. If you can melt them down and maybe get a nickel of worth of something out of it. It's not worth $50, really. That's why I'm going to give them a piece of it. We use coins that are really worth their weight in silver. You have to find such coins. So those coins were minted by the United States government years ago, back in the 1920s. So they had real silver, Mamish silver dollar shukimashmo. And every once in a while, the government makes ceremonial coins for the Olympics and things like that that are Mamish worth the weight in silver. That's why when you do Pidgin Aben, you should try to get your hands on one of those sets of coins. Or if you want to do it easy, you go to a farm store and you buy the Pidgin Aben coins that were minted in Israel that are made out of Mamish pure silver. They have a nice picture on them. So it's your choice. Either you can do Pidgin Aben with some old coins from the 1920s, got to get your hands on, which people have, or you can use a picture with the Greek Olympics on it, if you think that's appropriate for the Pidgin Aben, or you can get a beautiful coin from Eretz Yisrael, which says on it, of Duyam Ben Chodesh Tifteh, with a nice, beautiful picture of, I don't know what, but something. Okay, anyway, come back to that story. So comes the Ksais, and he says that if you want to be told that somebody with halachic kesef, but it's not davish agufa mamon, that's going to be a problem. What about for kiddushin? Can you be mekadesh and isha with something which is halachically kesef, and yet it's not agufa mamon? Most of the famous you can. If I go up to a woman and I say, listen, I can't find this poor guy, he still can't find the ring. So he's kind of come up with an eta. The mashkel, they told him, doesn't work. Ksavya doesn't work. So what does he come with the following chav? He says, oh, listen to this. I have it in that pocket that I lent somebody else money last month, and the guy owes me money. The guy owes me a dollar, and I have a piece of paper that says, Reuben owes me a dollar. He hands over to the woman the shtar, and he says, you should be mekudeshes to me with this piece of paper. You go to court. You go and collect it. It's worth a dollar. It's worth more than a pruta. So the Gemara says, the kedushin, the ikra, then that's okay. There may be technical reasons why that's no good. Maybe the woman doesn't believe him, doesn't trust him. There are a lot of tangential issues. Not as sugi right now, there's a second paragraph condition. But minat Torah, there's no question that works. Why does that work? I have a pidgin aben, it doesn't work. The answer is, what's the question? By pidgin aben, there's a special guest because of that there's a method of payment. It's not enough just to give 5 shekel. The 5 shekel have to be a davar she'gufo mamon. The condition is no such halacha. The condition, kesef asot the kach limeri. It's called kesef. There is no additional component of davar she'gufo mamon. So it says itself in this long 40-page discussion of the Rashba. Says itself, how could you bring me a proof from Pidgin Aben that if I write an IOU to the Kohen, it doesn't work. Therefore, if I write an IOU to the woman, it doesn't work either. No connection between the two. If I write an IOU to the Kohen, the reason why it doesn't work is not because of my fault, Kesef. The reason why it doesn't work is because Engu for Mammon. Writing of an IOU is the same Engu for Mammon as transferring a promissory note. Rasha Ein Kef for Kedushin, where there is no second component of Dava Rasha Gufa Mammon, for Kedushin, the IOU is going to work. So the Rashba looked at that Gemara Mecharis and says, aha, writing an IOU doesn't work. The Rashba is right. It says that in the Gemara. It's about Torah, but no father, have to argue with you, L'chashayite, only when you give the money. Why not before? So the Rashba saw in that Gemara, the reason why it doesn't work before is because it's not called an Asinus Kasef. And therefore, we can extrapolate for condition it's also not called an Asinus Kasef. That's not the reason why. It's totally not the reason why. The reason why it doesn't work is it is called an Asinus Kasef. But it's a chisor, it's a deficiency, it's not called davar shegufa mamon. That deficiency doesn't extend over to Kedushin. We know that b'feirush, there is no din of gufa mamon when it comes to Kedushin. So far, the Hilga Rashba, too, what he thought were ironclad riots. The whole theme of the Rashba is to prove to you that the sinas ashibud is not a Kedushin. Why is he doing this? Because he's trying to reject Rashi and hand it out. He can't push that. So the whole theory of the Rashba was the sinas ashibud, creation of ashibud, as dishkin kesset Kedushin. It's not for kesset and kesset ashibud.
The Rashba doesn't hold by the Shchilut, but Dov should be for Mama.
Oh, so you wonder, what was the Rashba thinking? Why isn't it obvious? Isn't the distinction so obvious? I have to defer to the two column Ketos. The Ketos tries to show you why maybe this Kasha is not such a good Kasha. Maybe the Rashba understood that there's a little bit of a different way of understanding what's called Gufa Mamon, what's not called, that it could be, as strange as it may sound, the creation of a Shibud may be a Gufa Mamon, but the transfer of a pre-existing Shibud is not. That's part of this whole Hoshtel Tadik. So again, so the Rashba is trying to prove his point that the creation of a Shibud does not qualify as Kesef and Kol Tarkula. Raya number one was the transferring of a Mashkon is no good because that's called the transferring of a Shibud. So the Rush was there for that Raya. The reason why that's no good is because the Shibud was never created in the first place. And the Sidus and Mashkon doesn't create a Shibud in a vacuum. It has to be a pre-existing Kol. Raya number two, the Rush was from Pidgin Abed. It comes to says Nishkin Raya either, because Pidgin Abed is different because you need a Dover Shibuf Abam. Then comes the Ketos. In line 79 of his treatise against the Rashba, he says maybe there's another dichoy. Maybe Pidgin Ben doesn't work for another reason. The word shibud is a very, very tricky concept in halacha. Every time you create a shibud, shibud always translates to real estate. We know that from Malva Valoga. When I lend you money and we write up a document and that creates a shibud, so now I have a right to collect from your kakol, from your land. Comes the Tos, and he says that whenever you have a creation of a shibud, you have to be very, very weary. Because creation of a shibud really, truly translates to collecting land. Herein lies the problem for Pidgin Aben. What would the din be if I wanted to do Pidgin Aben? The same guy for the sixth time, he's standing with the Kohen, and he can't find what to give. He doesn't have a mashkin. So he says, you know what? I'm going to transfer ownership to you on my land. I'm going to give you a small part of my backyard. And we're going to evaluate it with 5 shekels. And I hereby transfer you, make a kinyan on the 5 shekel worth of real estate, and show my Yisrael. Mishnah says it's no good. Mishnah Bechavir says the same Tideris Akasa that teaches us of doing ben chadish tifka the ek or ketz of shkolim Hashem, whatever the pasuk is, the same requirement of ketz of shkolim, which is the source of the din that Pidgin Aben requires gufa mamon. Guess what? Pidgin Aben also requires davra metalfel. It has to be movable item. I have to give him a davra metalfel of gufa mamon. I don't have to give silver. I can give shava ketzav also. But it has to be a davra metalfel of gufa mamon. By kedushin, there's many such halacha. I'm standing under the chop and I say to the woman, I can't find the ring, but I'm hereby transferring ownership to you in my house, on my backyard, on my field. So both Sidri Shadim said in the amazing condition, that's good. There was one small opinion, one minority opinion, we spoke about this at the very beginning of the year, that says Kedushin Bekak is no good because it's not. Again, the whole story, but most of the Shadim don't buy that. Comes a Ketzaisin here and he says, just because Pidgin Abdan is not acceptable to accomplish through the handing over of a Shibud, you cannot extrapolate from there to Kedushin. Why? The big difference. The reason why Shibud falls short is because Shibud and Halacha is always synonymous with character. That's what Shibud means. I'm giving you the lien to my character. You can now collect my land. So Kol Zman that we're dealing in the realm of Pidgin Aben, where Ein Podim B'Kakos, is there Sakos Ein Podim B'Kakos, who are Dinami Ein Podim B'Shibudim. But just because Ein Podim B'Shibudim doesn't mean Ein Mekachim B'Shibudim. Because for Kedushin, there is no stepping criteria of requiring davar metalto. So the two dichuyim of the Ketos are similar in the sense that they're both trying to highlight some dimension that Pidgin Aben has that Kedushin doesn't have. There's some gedeas because there's some din prof, there's some localized din in Pidgin Aben that does not appear in Kedushin. What that localized din is, one of two choices. Either the localized din is the requirement of gufa mamon, or the localized din is the requirement of davar metalto, the inability to do it with karkos. Those two chidushim do exist in Pidgin Aben and don't apply for kedushin. The godless of the ketzos, the chapris of this three-page ketzos, was that he saw in those unique din of Pidgin Aben ultimately the reason why shibud doesn't work. The reason why you can't be posed a child of the shibud is not like the Rashba says. Shibra is not called Kesef. It is called Kesef. It's called Kesef. It's called Tarakula. 99% of the time when the halacha requires Kesef, Shibra is called and it is Kesef. It only fails in Ilchus Pidyon Ben, not for lack of Kesef reason, but for lack of tangential reason. Namely, it's not Gufa Mammon, or it's not a government Talpil. So once you draw this distinction between Pidyon Ben and Kedushin, then the Rashba's whole Raya is fall by the wayside. So when all the dust settles, then we're still, the Rashba had his theory, then the Sinas HaShibud just doesn't fly. The Sinas HaShibud is not a good kid in Kesef. You go to Raya from Mashkon, you go to Raya from Pidyon Ben, and everywhere turning, people disagree with the Rashba. The Rosh disagrees with his Raya from Mashkon, the Tosa disagreeing with his Raya from Pidyon Ben, and the Rosh is giving us two different reasons why the Raya from Pidyon Ben is not an acceptable Raya. Is there anything we could add to the Ksos? Is there anything we could add to the Ksos? Is there any reason to believe that there's some other problem with the writing of the document for Pidyon Ben, not the way the Ksos presented? The Ksos presented as something unique about Ilchus Pidyon Ben that prevents the writing of the document to be a valid form of mitzvah. So can one suggest that maybe the handing of the document, Ilchus Pidyon Ben, fails for another reason? So two Gedolei Acharonim came up with a third possible Tichur of the Rashba. They're both Beis Halevi and the Mechaz Chinuch. Both two Gedolei Yom around the same time. Both came up with the same, independently, the same exact Tichur. Both the Mechaz Chinuch and the Beis Halevi say there's a big difference between the writing of the document for Pidyon Ben and the writing of the document under the Chuppah. The fellow who's writing a document to the Kohen, writing, I hereby owe you 5 shekel. You know what we say to him? Big Yeshkech. I hereby owe you. You owe the 5 shekel before you wrote the document. My honey, look your document. The Torah said, the Torah said you owe 5 shekel. You're writing a document, you're being mishabed yourself. You're creating a shibud. You're not creating anything. You're writing Dvarim v'Teilim on a piece of paper. You're hereby signing off on a loan that already, on a debt that already exists. So say to Mechaz Chinuch, says the Beis Halevi, what kind of kesef is that? My honey, look your shtar. Hashem came, the fellow standing under the chuppah, when he writes, and he says, Hare, I'm actually sorry, I can't find the ring, but I'm a Shabbat, you 5 shekel. That means, one term of Shabbat, you Prusa, that means something. He wasn't Mechut, he didn't have to marry, he didn't owe her a penny. The fact that he writes the document, he's creating a Shibut. So come to Beis Halevi and Mechutin can say that creating a Shibut is called a Kesef. The Gemara says it's not. The Gemara never said it's not. The Gemara Mechutin never said creating a Shibut is not called a Kesef. What the Gemara said is, when you try to create a Shibut that already exists, so your creation of a Shibud, Dvarim B'Teilim is not good for Pidyon Ben. Trust. That's the Chiddush we can say. Dvarim B'Teilim is not acceptable for Pidyon Ben. But Dvarim Kayamim, things which are acceptable, things which are meaningful, the creation of a Shibud under the Chuppah is very meaningful because it didn't exist beforehand. That can potentially use for Kedushin. So we can add that as a third way to be done for the Rashba. When all the dust settles, we have the Rashba's Gevaldik Chiddush, that creation of a Shibud is no good for Kedushin. That's why he rejected Rashi's Pshat and Dachay, and we saw from the Ktsoisa's rejection, we saw the Russia's rejection of Raya from Mashkam. We saw the Ktsoisa's two rejections of the Raya from Pidyon Ben. We saw the Beit Halevi and the Chachinuch's open rejection of the Raya from Pidyon Ben as well. So at the end of the day, do we have any support for the Rashba? Wait till Friday, let's try to bring this Chesed Mason back to bring the Rashba back to see that there may be a Gemara that may or may not support the Rashba. Anyway, how you read the Gemara, so we'll meet the Shem on Friday. We'll bring you back.
Not, those are the fathers no longer.